This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally, toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
And welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday. Let's start by thanking our sponsors who bring the program to you: Encompass Credit Union, Susan, Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, save money right now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Vold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, and Mel's Starlight Drive-In, plus our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Albee Q's in Flora, Minute Prenic, Genda Funeral Home, BCS Michigan Town, 51 West Event Center, Proby Computers, Blackhawk Winery, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, The Farmers Bank, and Ellis Jewelers. I'm Kevin Keith. I've got a special guest for you this morning. He has been on the radio before, and you'll probably recognize the last name and probably even the first name. You've been around the area for quite some time. Ron Gant, yes, Bill Gant's brother, going to join me on the Party Line program this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, a long time ago, I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but you worked in city, had
right.
a CDP position.
I was a park superintendent.
Okay. For the Frankfort Parks Department.
Absolutely.
And that's been at least, what, 15? Probably.
Yeah.
So you did some radio and some stuff, some graphic work in Indianapolis. Did you live here at that time and just drove it every day?
I did. We did.
Okay. So you're a local guy and have been for a while.
Yeah. We have four daughters, and we decided early on that we wanted to raise them
in a
small town.
Okay, good.
And so I made that 45-minute commute one way every day, which it's 45 minutes until you hit the traffic.
Yes.
It's like an hour and 15.
But, yes.
So it was a lot of years of driving back and forth to keep my kids in Mayberry.
Well, I think it paid off for them.
Yeah.
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 We kind of made that same decision a couple years ago. We were at a spot, Shell and I, to where do we stay in West Lafayette or do we come here when we had the chance? Because housing is like terrible in Clinton County, trying to rent or even buy something.
Sure.
So we decided to keep them a little smaller, and I think it's paid off.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed. Still many years to determine that.
Right, yet to be determined.
Let's start with the Skywatch weather forecast first. We've got some sunshine today and a high up to 81. Boy, it was nice yesterday.
So nice.
With 77 the high, and last night I went out for a small walk after I got home, and it was just perfect, darn near perfect. Clear tonight and low down to 58. Some sunshine again tomorrow, high 86. Clear tomorrow night, low 62. Sunny, high 89 Thursday, and warming up a little more on Friday. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon after 2. Sunny and hot and a high 91. Now, as we've got, we get to weekends over the summer here, and we're right. It seems like we're in the middle of summer. It was just the first day of summer was like 5 days ago.
Right.
But it feels like we're halfway through summer.
Absolutely.
And July will be here in just 3 short days. So looking ahead on the weekends, it seems like there is so much to do each weekend in the Frankfort Clinton County area. So we always look a little closer at the weekends with showers and maybe a thunderstorm early Saturday. And then just cloudy skies at a high 84. If we can stay dry, should be good. Chance of showers again that night, Saturday night, cloudy, low 64. And Sunday, sunny with a high 84. Let me click my little KFKR spot here. 61 now from your official weather station, WILO, also at the Frankfort Airport. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Ron and myself will be talking with Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shane Sheridan, plus Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens. She'll be giving us a call around 9:15. Tomorrow was Another day I was going to ask you to come on, Ron, but your brother Bill's going to come in and help me, as we have open phones tomorrow.
That'd be better.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, it's always fun with Bill. And if we play our cards right, maybe you can come back then, too, for a little bit.
Yeah, so that'd be kind of fun.
We'll figure that part out. And then Thursday, Clinton Central Superintendent, brand new Superintendent Jeremy Fuel, is going to come in and join us here. Ken's had a chance to talk to him over the last couple weeks with, or couple months rather, with school board meetings and stuff. As Jeremy is a brand new, a younger guy, and assuming the superintendent reigns at Clinton Central. And then Friday, a representative with Clinton County Commissioners going to be joining us on the program. I had a couple things. I always get these great ideas sometimes, Ron, when I'm at home or on the road or something.
Sure.
And I always try to email myself so I can at least have it once I get to the radio station.
It's a good idea, really.
Yeah. And I'll if I text myself, I forget to look, so it doesn't quite work that way. But yeah, I'll email myself, and occasionally I'll forget to print it out before Party Line. So I was able to pull up my email here this morning. ACCS is working this minute, so
okay.
Don't get me started on that.
No.
So there was a name that I saw on Twitter last night, and I thought, man, that why is that name familiar? And it's Raymond Jones.
Okay.
And the reason it's familiar is because this guy used to be the athletic director, I believe, at Clinton Prairie, and now he's going to be the athletic director for Clinton Central.
Okay.
So welcoming to the Bulldog family, Mr. Raymond Jones, and I'm sure Clinton Central Superintendent Jeremy Fuel will talk about that Thursday when we have him on the program. Mm-hmm. As Jeremy will, I think Ken said he's coming in, but they are going through, and there's a lot of varsity positions open throughout the county right now. If you're into sports and sporting events and qualify for that. He had left Prairie to go to Frontier, if I'm not mistaken, just like 4 months ago, and now he's coming back before the school year even starts to Clinton County, and will be at Clinton Central. So
wow,
he'll be a Bulldog, and people move around. You know, sometimes there's money, insurance, better things staff, happen. Better people. Yeah, you got to take it all into effect. So congratulations there. And there was something else that I had here. While I'm thinking around and looking around, we'll say good morning to Russ Casper.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey there.
Greetings to both of you.
Yeah.
Hey.
I asked Ron if he would come and help me, and I could introduce him to the Wylo family and Wylo listeners.
I can remember the days when I was out, you know, sales manager, whatever, and Ron was with the Times.
Yeah. So, okay, wow.
Absolutely.
By golly. Never had a problem with Mr. Gand. He was always a gentleman.
Good.
Yeah. That's a two-way street.
Yeah. Great. Hey, the reason I called, did you say Shan was going to be on
today? He comes up at 9, yeah.
One thing you might ask him about is, and I'm sure you were going to anyway, but I just kind of wanted to shed another beam of light on it. Something that's going to be very, very, very important is the location of the tech center. It looks good that the tech center is coming in some way, shape, manner, or form. The question is, should that tech center be located near, you know, NHK, Frito-Lay, and the industry? You know, like, I don't think Centuria Solutions is going to work.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Because I'd heard that's kind of been the forerunner that I've heard from a couple different people.
You can ask Shan about it, but I think that's off the table.
Okay.
So we're entering a very, very, very important stage because flavor one is to have a tech center maybe, you know, out behind Walmart.
Right.
At the school because they own some land out there. Flavor two is to have it right under the wing of the industry. And where the jobs are,
right,
and more accessible to the leadership out of the industry. So I don't know how you feel about that, but you know, everything should be done on purpose, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that when we had an opportunity, and I know you were a small part of that, Russ, with his, the grant, with Ready Grant.
Yeah, I was on the committee, right?
And when we found out that we were going to get, I guess after taxes and some processing fees, what's going to be around $28.5 million instead of $50 million, that kind of put a kibosh on what were we looking at, that old Marsh building?
The Kroger Marsh building. Yeah, you started out as a Kroger building, then became a Marsh building.
Yeah. And there were a few other locations kicked around, but realistically, there's not a whole lot of options. So I kind of like the Flavor One with the property they own, the school.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd be tilting a little bit more toward the industrial part.
Yeah, I don't. I think you could make the argument both ways. I did like the Centurion building, and I had not heard that was out of the running. So,
yeah,
we'll have to find that out straight from Shan this morning.
Well, part of this, we need to remember who our customers are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're teaching welding and, you know.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, the argument could certainly be made to 28 West. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see what the Frito-Lay people want. Let's see what the leadership at Frito-Lay and ask them,
get their input.
Survey them. But you can bring this out a little bit more maybe with Shan, and I'm sure you were going to anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm just putting that on the table because, you know, we should do things on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Us, not them and they, but as a community, we should decide.
Russ, do you know if the answer to this, if they decided that it is going to be a new structure, something they're going to build freestanding, or if they found a building that does meet all their specifications, they could still retrofit an existing building, there may be
a warehouse laying around someplace here or there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been out near the airport, but there are some huge warehouses out there.
Yes, and not all are being used.
Highest and best use, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if it can be converted, there's probably some economy. You know, with the supply chain, I'm sure that if you can find an existing, that might be superior to you know, we're still trying to get a transmitter from Canada, right?
Right, yeah.
They told us this is for Lebanon. we're using a plan B right now, but we tried to get, we're still waiting for our transmitter to come in.
Right.
And we were promised that March 15th.
Yeah, I remember that. Seems like yesterday.
Later that very same decade.
Well,
and my wife has some cars, a car or two, that have been in the body shop since January.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
They're done except for one part.
One part.
Yeah.
And you know... how would you like that? You know, you got your airplane and you got your propeller, you got your balsa wood wings, but you wait for the rubber band.
Right.
And you can't let it out the door until you get that daggone rubber band in.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know, it's crazy. I'm talking January.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? I mean, it's not the insurance company's fault. It's really not the body shop's fault.
Is that the one vehicle that you were telling me about, Russ, that you guys had kind of rehabbed? You had a hard time, even prior to COVID, finding some parts for the little VW?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a third party. This is somebody else.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is another party that's been insured that I will go and mention. But anyway, mm-hmm. Anyway, I just wanted to put that 3D in Technicolor on the center of the table.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Where? And maybe the listeners could help us out with this. Where should the tech center be? If you could wave a magic wand and put that tech center in its perfect place,
right,
where would that be?
Well, we'll take people's suggestions here at 659-3338.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate the call,
and
Russ.
Let's decide as a community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Russ Casper, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I was going to mention that to Shan because Ken had went to city council meeting last night.
Uh-huh.
And of course, they Shan gave a presentation. And I had not heard the Centurion building is out of the running. So If you recall that, I don't know if you were paying attention to local news at the time, maybe less than a year ago, Ron, but they were talking about the Ready Grant, which was billions of dollars
right.
for a lot of communities throughout Indiana.
I remember that.
And we really, really wanted and thought we would get $50 million, which would have opened up a whole host of opportunities.
Sure.
And I remember the city officials at the time, and I'm sure Shan would say something similar this morning, is, look, we appreciate the $30 million. Okay,
right.
We're not going to you know, get mad about that, but we were really counting on $50 million. I think what frustrated them was there was some, and Shan didn't say this, but I heard other people talk about it, there was some politicking going on and some participation trophies, if you will.
Exactly.
You know, everybody gets a little something regardless of how hard you've worked.
Right.
So, you know, that can rub you the wrong way.
Absolutely.
To say the least. So we'll talk to Shan about that coming up. Also, last night at City Council, Ken Hartman was telling me that, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is also part of the Ready Grant money, is there was some discussion from Shan on some potential housing.
Oh, really?
As we've talked about, if you're trying to rent anything over a one-bedroom studio in Frankfurt, boy, good luck.
Oh, I know.
Even finding one. And if you're looking to buy, which I think maybe that ship has kind of sailed of the last year or so, it's certainly been a seller's market.
Absolutely has been.
But you couldn't, if you go looking for a house and it's like, you look, you see one, and you better make an offer that day if you like it.
Crazy.
Yeah, because it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of the case now. I think it's tapering off a little bit, but part of this money deals with a lot of various things, including up to 139 houses and 139 multi-unit use apartments, kind of on the backside of Turtle Creek Apartments, Haven Avenue back in there, where a lot of people, a lot of locals know that's basically where the deer live.
You right, know? Yeah, exactly.
And everyone I know in that area who lives there or has friends, they always talk about the deer.
Sure.
So we would have to displace the deer.
Mm-hmm.
And then here comes PETA to start protesting city council.
Right.
So I don't know how we would do that, but
we could move the deer over to Maiden Lane.
Let's do that.
Because if you've ever been over on Maiden Lane after dark, boy, there's like 9 or 12 deer.
Really?
They're not shy. They'll walk right out to the road. You can stop your car, roll your window down, take a picture of them, and they just look at you and keep eating grass. They're as tame as a dog.
Wow. Well, yeah, maybe we can direct them over there.
Yeah.
They can all start a new community.
Be friends together.
Yeah. Well, I think some housing is very important for Frankfurt if we want to grow. And it does, and some people don't want us to grow. I mean, it's, you know, some people think a bedroom community is okay.
Right.
And it is. You could make that argument both ways. But if we want to try to grow, we have to be able to put people somewhere. You have to be able to live somewhere.
Right.
And it is kind of a vicious circle because we were pretty fortunate to get Culver's to come in to the
absolutely.
Pancake King House, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be cool. But the 5.5 years I've lived and worked here, it seems like mayors of the past, current mayors, executive directors of chambers of commerce and stuff, they all talk about the population, you know.
Yeah.
To get an Olive Garden, you got to have 20,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
To get a Cheddar's, you've got to have 19,500 people, you know, or within that. And that can be an issue. So if we have housing to put people places, we could start to work on that.
But, yeah.
I don't think that that Frankfurt has fluctuated a whole lot recently. I think we've been steady at the lower 17,000s for quite some time, probably.
Yeah, it was 16-ish when I was park superintendent, so that seems about right, that growth rate.
So we've also got two or three great big factories and businesses here that provide things to the world, you know, right here in Frankfurt. So that's not going anywhere.
No.
I don't think so.
Nope.
So, well, I get excited when I get talking about economic development with Shan coming up here. A lot going on across the area. Ken had given me this late last week before I took a couple days for vacation from the Indiana School Boards Association. Somebody had brought this in last week, hand-delivered it, that Community Schools of Frankfort School Board will have four seats on the ballot in November.
Wow.
So the School Boards Association is going to be hosting a school board candidate forum to teach interested people about the role and responsibilities and legal parameters of school board members. It's a seminar which will arm attendees with a basic knowledge of what to expect if they're elected and answer their questions to help them consider if board service is right for them. This forum is going to be held July 11th at West Lafayette Junior Senior High School Library on Grant Street in West Lafayette. A virtual session will be held July 19th. Cost for either program is $35. If you're interested, you can find more information at the ISBA website. So that's kind of interesting.
I think that's a good idea.
You don't get four openings very often on a school board.
No.
And I think there's only seven positions normally on a school board. So if you wanted to kind of sway the court of public opinion, you and three or four of your friends get out there and run on a platform, and you might be able to get something done.
Make something,
not that they haven't got anything done at the Community Schools of Frankfort. With Joel McKinney, he's going to retire this year, and I think it already has, or it'll be in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And I like Joel.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a super nice guy.
Yeah. Pretty good for the community. I know he was an educator for almost 40 years, like 38 or 39 years. So they've got four seats on the ballot for Community Schools of Frankfort School Board. It's sometimes a thankless position, you know. It doesn't pay real well. And
I can imagine.
You're there for the because you want to be.
Right.
You know.
You want to make a difference.
Yeah. So that's what it comes down to. So if you're interested in that, you can find more information there. And as we mentioned, Frankfort also with at least five varsity coaching positions available. So so, you know, certainly jobs to be had and things to do if you wanted to get involved with the schools. I had someone just text me asking me about the water park, our splash pad downtown at Prairie Creek Park.
What'd they say?
Not running in full power of water. Now, I've seen it on the last several days, and Shell and I, what would have been a week ago Saturday, went down for the Jason Wells concert that night.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I think they had the splash pad on early, but it's not that it got chilly, but it just got dark. So they
is it on a timer? Is that how it
I
works,
think it or? Is. I think it stops at dark or dusk. So, but I live in the area, and if I go home for lunch or drive past in the afternoon, usually pretty busy.
Really?
Yeah. And this person was asking about the water running at full blast. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
But I do know that they're supposed to have it going each day there.
Yeah.
Just an FYI. Oh, I got to pull up my fun little thing. We've shared with the listeners, Ron, that we have we've got our new automation system here.
Oh yeah.
And you've heard me cussing down the hallway and not
maybe once or twice. I don't know about that.
But this is a program that we have. And those of you who listen to Party Line regularly, you know what we're talking about. A program that helps us just be a little more efficient for you. And in the transferring over of music and commercials and everything, we were going to try to do it to where it was seamless and the listeners didn't even know it.
Right.
And that probably still could have been done, but I thought, you know, let's be honest with people.
Sure. Why not?
Because we're going to be screwing up. They're going to think we're new here or something. So so we've been working on this over the last couple of weeks, and we're getting there slowly but surely. But one fun little extra that it has, among others, is what they call a quick key window.
Okay.
Where I can load up whatever I want, any piece of sound, in these little windows here, and then just click on it, and it'll play it.
Okay.
For instance, there's this when Kim calls. You know, you got a little remnant.
Yeah, exactly.
We've also got when I'm looking for something deep, deep, deep in ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, sometimes I have to turn to one of the back pages there.
Oh, there you go. Know,
and get it all straightened out to get to the right story.
Yeah, get the wrinkles out.
Thank you, Cindy. And there's also this.
RedBarnTheater.net.
That's Bethany Sheets, Bill Gant, your brother. He is the account executive for Red Barn Summer Theater. And, of course, their website always is
RedBarnTheater.net.
And they do this fast and furious.
Yes.
This is like three presentations in 34 days or something.
Yeah.
So the second one going on right now opened about 6 days ago. They've got Murdered to Death, which is running through July 2nd, just four more days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be their second one, and then they've got one more, and then they're done. And I know it's not anytime soon, but down the road, the plan, I've heard the rumors,
yeah,
that they're going to try to do something a little more year-round.
I think that's a great idea.
I do, too. What a beautiful facility out there. I've only been there once, and it was to do Party Line.
Uh-huh.
And, I fell in love with it. Really cool.
It's just a waste, and it's a shame that it just sits empty all that time.
Yes, for 10 months of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we have, I just saw the other day we have a national comedian, Kid and Play.
Yeah, he's coming to the Eagles.
He's coming to the Eagles, right? Okay. So here we got a guy from Hollywood coming to the Eagles, but, you know, he could come to that place just as well.
Absolutely.
And, we could have comedy shows every weekend or little concerts or, you know, acoustic sets.
I think they're thinking about it.
I think it'd be a great idea.
See what they can do. All right. Ron and I will take a break, and we'll come right back. We've got Shan Sheridan with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce coming up next on Wylo's Party Line.